Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Welcome to episode 4. In today's episode, I am the acting GM for 10 NFL franchises. We've all heard of mock drafts and read a lot of mock drafts, but what I'm going to give you today is going to be what I call a general manager mock draft, where I play the role of general manager for the first 10 picks, meaning, you know, general manager for the Browns, the Giants, the Colts, the Broncos, the Jets, the Buccaneers, the Bears, the 49ers, and the Raiders. And I'm going to tell you what all of these teams should do, where they're picking in the draft, what they should do based on best player available, where they're picking, and we'll focus a little bit on positional need. I don't like to focus too much on positional need because I always think the best strategy is going to be going best player available, but it is something that factors in a little bit. So I'm going to put on my GM hat, and I am going to be now the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, selecting first overall. All right. So acting as the GM for the Cleveland Browns hold the first overall pick, and they also hold the fourth overall pick in this year's NFL draft. And I have a strategy for the Cleveland Browns if I am their GM. And that is this. You want to get a great running back, and you want to get someone who's going to make that great running back even better. And the reason why I'm going after this strategy is I really believe the Browns are picking first overall. The guy they need to draft, without question, there's no one else that should even come into consideration. The guy they should draft is Saquon Barkley. So Saquon Barkley is clearly the best player in this year's NFL draft in terms of overall talent. Who's shown you that they have the biggest upside at any position anywhere in the draft? And it's this guy. So I have given my breakdown on Barkley on my other podcast episode. So you guys know I'm pretty high on him, like a lot of people are. Barkley is not going to be available at number 4. But he's obviously going to be available at number 1. And the direction I'd like to see the Browns go in is this. Is you draft Barkley number 1. And then if you can, when you get to pick number 4, if Quentin Nelson is available, you take him then. Because what that's going to do is that's going to make those two pieces right there are going to make whoever your eventual quarterback is going to be, whether it's Tyrod Taylor or someone else, it's going to make them a lot better. We're drafting too many quarterbacks into the NFL without really a good supporting cast, meaning a good running back, good offensive lineman, and receivers. So I think the direction the Browns want to go in is you failed so many times at quarterback. If we're going to bring in a new quarterback, let's do what we can to set them up for success. And the way you set them up for success is you have a franchise offensive lineman and a franchise running back, two guys that legitimately can be the very best at their position in a few years. These guys are, without question, the two best players in this year's draft. If I am the GM of the Browns, I'm getting Barkley at number 1 and hoping that Quentin Nelson's going to be available at number 4. All right, the second overall pick belongs to my favorite team, a team that I have tattooed on my left arm, the New York Football Giants. Now, I believe at this point, the Browns are going to take Barkley number 1. If Barkley is not taken number 1, then yes, the Giants have to get him. You guys know how I feel about Barkley. On every podcast, pretty much, he's been mentioned. However, I believe here's the direction the Giants have to go. And if Barkley is not available, I believe there are one of two options here that make sense. Option number 1 is trading the pick. Option number 2 is looking at Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame. And I believe a lot of it will come down to what the Giants do with their offensive line in free agency. If they don't do enough to get their offensive line, you know, close to where it needs to be, then yeah, I think the best move for the Giants, the move that I would make, is drafting Quentin Nelson. However, you know, if they really do get some good offensive line help, it doesn't look like they're going to get Andrew Norwell, but there are other good guards out there, then I believe at that point, You know, if the Giants are going to get a lot of good, they get some good offensive line help. The Giants, although they are in a win now mode, they still need to build for their future. I like the idea of the Giants trading the second overall pick for the reason that they're probably going to get a really good deal for it, especially for a team that desperately needs a quarterback. So, yeah, again, the Giants either draft Quentin Nelson or they trade the pick. But, of course, if Barkley is available, that's who you go with. All right, so the third overall pick is owned by the Indianapolis Colts. Pretty much in every mock draft, the Colts are going after Bradley Chubb. I think that's a very good move because the Colts definitely need some pass rush help. However, if I'm the GM of the Colts, here is my number one goal at this time, is to keep Andrew Luck healthy for as long as possible. The best way to do that is a good offensive lineman. I do like Quentin Nelson here as the third overall pick to the Colts. I think most likely he's going to be available. The Giants may look at taking him second overall. That could potentially happen. But for me, yeah, the Colts do need help on the defensive side of the ball. However, you know, I think the Colts ought to look at taking Quentin Nelson here. Now, I would say that the other option that I would look at here is Bradley Chubb. I think if you draft either Chubb or Nelson, you're going to get a very good player out of it. I just like the idea of keeping Andrew Luck healthier for longer, so I would take Nelson, but I definitely have no issues with them taking Chubb here as well. All right, so the fourth pick belongs to the Cleveland Browns. I had said from the very beginning, and I've said it on and on again, that the Browns' best play is to try to get Barkley 1 and Nelson 4. And I'll say it again, for the reason, whatever quarterback that you are going to bring in, you want to make sure that quarterback is in a better position to succeed. If Quentin Nelson is not available, the two other players that I would look at here are Bradley Chubb and Minka Fitzpatrick, and I'll tell you why. I believe that in the NFL, you always see teams that are successful when they have a lot of studs in one unit. Guys that have a lot of great players in the secondary, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Guys that have a lot of good offensive linemen. I mean, they weren't as good this year, but, you know, the Cowboys are going to be in good shape for a while. I like the idea of making one unit particularly dominant. So the Cleveland Browns, they drafted Myles Garrett last year. I would say from the beginning, Garrett was a can't-miss prospect. He looked good in his rookie year. He's only going to get better. Lining him up the opposite side of Bradley Chubb is a way to completely change that defense. It's going to make so that Garrett may not be commanding as many double teams, and you know they have other guys up there that can make plays. I like the idea of Bradley Chubb and Myles Garrett playing on the opposite side of each other. I think that could help. The other guy I want to look at is Minka Fitzpatrick. That's an area where I think the Browns really do need help. And if you want to go best player available, I'm going to have to say that at that time, Minka Fitzpatrick could very well likely be the best player available. Fitzpatrick is capable of playing every position in the secondary. He can play the outside. He's actually, although he's tall, he can play slot corner as well. Terrific at playing center field. He's a physical tackler, a great blitzer. The guy literally does it all. He's a can't-miss prospect. So again, you know, the Browns, play number one is if Nelson's available, Barkley and Nelson. If not, then you got to look at guys like Fitzpatrick and Chubb at that point. But, you know, it really depends on who's available, but that's the direction I think the Cleveland Browns ought to go in. All right, so the fifth pick of the 2018 NFL Draft belongs to the Denver Broncos. Now, the Broncos, I will tell you, they are one quarterback away from being able to win another Super Bowl. I believe their defense is still right there. They don't have all the same players they had before, but a lot of the key pieces, Von Miller, Chris Harris, you know, they've added Shane Ray. They still have key pieces there. But at this point, I'm telling you that I think the best play for Denver is to try to get a veteran quarterback in the offseason. I If I were them, I would make a huge push for Kirk Cousins. I believe Kirk Cousins is going to end up being overpaid, but the reason why I'd be okay with the Broncos overpaying him is because he's proven and he's good enough to help them win now. My concern is if that Denver drafts a rookie quarterback, he may not be ready to help them win right away, and I believe Denver, with their defense, is in a win-now mode. So if I was Denver here, I'm going to go after a quarterback in the offseason. If I don't get a quarterback, sorry, at this point, you are kind of forced to draft one because you have no other chance outside of that. So if they are going to draft a quarterback here, the direction I think Denver should go in is drafting Baker Mayfield. I don't think that's what John Elway wants to do because I think when you look at his stature and the way he plays the game, he's not a John Elway type quarterback. What John Elway will probably be looking for is a guy like himself. And it's possible that he sees himself in Josh Allen because Josh Allen has a strong arm, probably the strongest arm of anyone in the draft. In terms of just being able to throw the ball downfield, he might have the strongest arm of anyone in the last few years. But arm strength is incredibly overrated, and I don't think that he has a lot of the other things that you truly need to be a good quarterback in the NFL. So if the Broncos make the pick for Allen, I think it's a mistake. If they don't get a quarterback, they got to look at Baker Mayfield. Now, let's say if the Broncos do get a quarterback in the offseason, they get someone like Kirk Cousins, or even if they get, you know, Sam Bradford. I don't know if I would go that direction, but let's just say that they have a serviceable quarterback. At this time, you know, I want to look at helping rebuild their secondary. They still have Chris Harris there, no longer have Aqib Talib. You want to get some young blood in there. And Minka Fitzpatrick is someone that can be used really anywhere in the secondary there. So if I'm Denver at this point, I'm saying you either go after Baker Mayfield. If you do get a quarterback, you could still definitely look at Baker Mayfield. I'm okay with them still drafting him even if they get a quarterback. But if you really want to go best player available at this point, the guy you want to go with is Minka Fitzpatrick. All right, the sixth pick belongs to the New York Jets. And the New York Jets right now, they're in somewhat need of a quarterback. I still think McCown, if he comes back, he's capable. I don't care what anyone says. When I've seen him play, he's serviceable enough to help a team win. I'm just saying. So, still, the Jets are still at need for a quarterback because, you know, he's not your long-term answer. And at this point, yes, I'm going to mention the name Baker Mayfield again. I like Baker Mayfield going to the Jets here if I'm the GM and I need a quarterback. That's the guy I'm going to go with. But, you know, the other side of the coin is this, is that I do believe the Jets need a lot of help in a lot of different areas. So I like taking Baker Mayfield here, but also if I'm the GM, I would entertain some trade talks at this point. So, look, you can get something pretty good for the 6th overall pick, especially if a team really wants a certain player, likely a certain quarterback. But yeah, New York Jets, I think at this point you either get Baker Mayfield or you maybe look at some trade offers. All right, so the 7th pick belongs to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I will say if Minka Fitzpatrick is available, that is the player you want to get here. If he is not available, the two other players that I think they should be looking at, and I don't think Fitzpatrick will be available, but and if he's not, the two players they want to look at are going to be Derwin James, and it's going to be Tremaine Edmonds. I've kind of gone back and forth in terms of which one I'd rather see them pick. To me, Derwin James is the safer pick. He's a more finished product as it comes to being an NFL player, and that is likely, you know, someone who's going to be available at pick number 7, and I think very likely is going to be the best player available at that time. So I would look at Derwin James, but if they go the direction of bringing in a guy like Tremaine Edmonds, I like that too because Edmonds, I believe, can play middle linebacker and an outside linebacker at the next level. All right. The 8th pick belongs to the Chicago Bears, and I think who will likely be available at this point, who will make the most sense for them, is going to be Tremaine Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds, you know, as I said, the guy can play middle linebacker. He can play outside linebacker. He can go sideline to sideline. He is not a finished product, but he has shown me so much on his tape that I just don't think he's gonna. I think he's just too naturally gifted for the positions that he's playing. I think he's gonna transition just fine. So you know, Tremaine Edmonds is the guy that I would look at taking here. You know, other players that I think, you know, they can potentially look at here, are going to be guys like Denzel Ward and Mike Hughes. I would look at Mike Hughes over Denzel Ward over, although I think it's somewhat close. I do like Hughes a little bit better. Ward is projected to go first, but the Bears, what they should do here is they should look for a star linebacker that can change their defense. And I believe Tremaine Edmonds is that guy, and he'll be available, but I got no problem with them going cornerback. If they do, though, I think the guy they should look at is Mike Hughes. Now, the other potential thing that the Bears can look at doing is trading their pick, because they still need a lot of help. That is a potential option, but it's not necessarily the one I would make. I like Tremaine Edmonds that much that if he's there at pick number 8, I'm going to take him. All right, the 9th pick in the 2018 draft belongs to the San Francisco 49ers, and I believe I have the perfect pick for them, and that's Tremaine Edmonds. Let me tell you why Tremaine Edmonds is the perfect pick for them. Because the 49ers are in need of two things on defense. They are definitely in need of a pass rush. There's no question about that. Tremaine Edmonds, in my opinion, is the second best pass rusher in this year's draft. But they also might need a middle linebacker, because as good as Reuben Foster was in his rookie year, you know, he's had a lot of legal issues, and we really don't know exactly, you know, how comfortable the 49ers feel in his future right now. So I like Tremaine Edmonds because he can do that. However, you know, if Derwin James is available, and let me just say this, if Eric Reed, their strong safety, If he goes to another team in free agency, that changes my opinion, because now they really need someone at strong safety. So I'm really, you know, the two players that I'm mainly eyeing for them are going to be Derwin James and Tremaine Edmonds. Again, Tremaine Edmonds because he can help them in pass rush. He can fill in at middle linebacker if Reuben Foster, you know, continues to have legal issues and things like that. And if you lose Eric Reed, Derwin James is a guy that you plug and play and can help make your defense better. So if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, that is the direction I'm going in, given the players that I think will be available at that point. All right, so for the Oakland Raiders, I know the one player that I believe will be available that I believe makes the most sense for them. The Oakland Raiders need help against the run, and regardless of whether they have Khalil Mack, they still could get a better pass rush overall. One guy who accomplishes both of those things, helping the run game and helping the pass rush, is defensive tackle Vita Vea. Vita Vea is 350 pounds, can laterally move as well as I've ever seen a 350-pounder move laterally. He's a guy that collapses the pocket. He will make everyone in that front seven better. He's a game-changing type player, and I think he's going to be available. The Raiders could use him, so I'm telling you, Oakland, Vita Vea is going to probably be available, and I would guess that he is most certainly going to be, I would think so, the best player available at that time. All right, guys, thanks for joining me for part one of this mock draft. On part two, which is the next episode, I'm going to go through picks 11 through 20, put back on my GM hat, and tell you what those teams should do, given the players that will likely be available. I'm Steve the Scout. Until next time.